Now, Pakistan's army calls for a political solution to the current crisis between government and opposition protesters. This is the protesters still surround the Prime Minister's house in the capital, Islamabad. Following a meeting at army headquarters in the garrison city of Rawalpindi, the Pakistani military issued a statement in support of democracy, but it also warned that if the crisis is not resolved politically, the army would have its own role to play in maintaining security. On Saturday night, protesters trying to storm Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's residence in Islamabad clashed with white police, where three people were killed and hundreds injured. The opposition protest, led by former cricketer Imran Khan and cleric Tahir al-Qadri, accused Sharif of corruption and rigging last year's general elections. Premier Sharif has refused their demands to leave office. Let's speak to our correspondent Javed Rana, who now joins us via Skype from the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. Now, Javed, the pressure on the government is immense from the army, and specifically this warning that has been issued right now. I'm wondering what kind of pressure are Imran Khan and Tahir al-Qadri under when the army makes such statements?
Well, there have been allegations against the both agitating groups. That they, since originally speaking, they were supposed to bring out at least a million number of people on the roads. That did not happen. These were just 20 to 30,000 people in total. So the second option, which is left with these agitating group, is to trigger some sort of violence through which they can seek the attention of military. And I think this is where they have turned out to be successful. Yesterday, there was violence as a result of which more than 500 people were injured and more than as many as four others were killed. So I think in this situation, army seems to be giving some sort of tilt towards the opposition agitating groups amid fears and suspicions that army-run intelligence agencies might themselves be behind this entire political crisis because they were upset that Nawaz Sharif trying to take over the traditional domain of national security, because that is something which army doesn't want anybody to intervene. That is just a part of the situation. But yesterday, a very senior leader of Imran Khan's party, Javed Hashmi, who was the president, he was sacked after he made public that actually Imran Khan that he indicated because of his action, the democracy in Pakistan can be derailed. He said that Imran, there was no decision of this nature to march towards the Prime Minister residence yesterday. It was a decision which was imposed from some third force. And that was the clear indication that perhaps military and intelligence agencies are perhaps engineering this kind of crisis, because of which there's a lot of suspicion the way our military has been conducting its official business behind the scene. So what happens in the next few days, that is very, very important. But certainly last night, it was a warning from the military to the government to sort some sort of political settlement with these protesters. Otherwise, they can intervene. In what form of intervention, that's unclear.
Right now, Javed, the question right now is for the future of democracy in Pakistan, no matter who the prime minister may be. On the one side, we're seeing threats of a military coup. And on the other side, we're seeing opposition parties like Imran Khan and Tahir al-Qadri, who are trying to gain through protests and massive upheaval that which they couldn't gain through ballots.
Well, there are still suspicion about the way government was brought in power. There have been allegations from the opposition groups that military, in fact, masterminded, supported in one way or the other, in league with the judiciary to bring Nawaz Sharif back in power after 14 years. But the trouble is that now Nawaz Sharif has not been able to open inquiry against the rigging charges. Now he has been forced, and he's agreed to all the demands of cricketer-turned-politician Imran Khan. But the trouble is that he's not ready to settle down short of anything else other than his resignation. While here, Prime Minister enjoys support from all other opposition groups inside the parliament, and also the public opinion is in favor of Nawaz Sharif, just to the extent that he should not resign because he's already accepted the demands of the opposition to open inquiry into the rigging allegations.
Okay, Press TV's correspondent Javed Rana, they're reporting from Islamabad via Skype. Javed, thanks very much indeed. Of course, Press TV will keep our viewers up to scratch on the situation there in Islamabad.